Avoid standardized education. Once adults come up with an idea that makes them money, they will never give it up. They will milk it dead, no matter how stupid or worthless it is. Such is the case with standardized education, an idea so dumb, even the name sounds stupid. The standardized in standardized education is actually pretty much an insult, as it signifies the hope of destruction of creativity and uniqueness. It is not that education has been standardized. That's impossible. It is that standardized education produces standardized students, workers, tuition and student loan takers. But even that is a failure, as all it is doing today is forcing everyone to pretend. Teachers pretend to teach for a paycheck, and students pretend to learn for a GPA to get to the paycheck. Same is with principals who hope to get to political positions, and same is with politicians who hope to get re-elected or rise higher. It is like a church where, so as long as everyone agrees to participate, there will be some benefits to go around, even if it's just greasing up the wheels. What is unsaid about standardized education is that it produces predictable results that other people can take advantage of. A crop of leaders, a crop of soldiers, a crop of workers, and a whole lot of desperate wage slaves, who frankly will do everything else. It is very important that we should recognize that every human being is perfectly capable of great creativity and brilliance. We are all genius-level smart, and when raised in the correct culture, our aim is just to become a great being, both with wisdom and knowledge. Standardized education collapses our brilliance, our uniqueness. It muddies up our path forward. It actually interrupts real education. The word education in standardized education is actually a weasel word, similar to how a criminal organization could call itself the really honest people. The iffy feeling that you are getting from what you are hearing right now is natural. In fact, you don't even have to talk about med school. All you need to do to get a perfect feeling of legitimate standardized education is look at a row of colorful and well-arranged textbooks. Like, how could all that possibly be fraud? And everyone is involved, and all the happy people and wonderful teachers, the teachers that are proud, the teachers that are learning. How could all of this be fraud? Well, that's how good fraud works. Good fraud is global. There is one global organization that you can look to for an example. It's all completely fabricated. It's in every country, and there is even a central country that's dishing out the rules and presumably collecting a whole lot of chunk of the coin. There will never be a strong definition with solid proof of good fraud, because of how many people benefit from it. Everyone between the lawnmower men and lunch ladies to the principal, school board, and politicians get a different piece from a slightly different perspective. The only proof of the fraud is in the result. This kind of education is overwhelmingly ineffective. And you only need to look at the price of textbooks or the fact that college loans are permanent and not forgivable by bankruptcy, that they will be ripped out of a person's paycheck well into their 60s or beyond, and by judge's order, to see that there are multiple angles involved. Teachers get hired, they teach, they keep their grading average, and they take a paycheck home. They can't get fired, and you will graduate. As far as state testing is concerned, oh my gosh, memorization is as good as real knowledge and comprehension. It's fraud. Now, you shouldn't care too much how valid this assessment actually is, or try to dig up evidence, though it would be really cool, or worst yet, try to fix the system. You cannot fix standardized education. The unmovability of the system is part of the fraud. All the parties involved will be freezing the structure of standardized education because that's what they depend on for their money, for their profit. You need to focus on the results that your classes are failing to deliver. You need real and relevant results after every learning period. So if you ever walked out of the class and learned nothing, that's fraud. That's not supposed to happen. Really, you have no time to fix school when you are young, but you probably can build a computerized, self-paced, and self-directed system as a young adult. This is where another strange revelation that lacks all kinds of evidence emerges. Learning programming, right after reading, writing, and arithmetic, is critical for mastery of complex and more abstract subjects. Programming is like a microscope that can zoom into anything that interests you. You can build games, but also simulations, visualizations, and perhaps most importantly, custom tools. Tools to run tests, tools to extract data, tools to spider the web, tools to make better tools to make new tools. You see, programming enhances education so much because it can put the student in context of what they are studying. Learning sine cosine now becomes a wonderfully animated adventure. Mastery of orbital dynamics, or even faster than light travel, becomes a colorful and beautiful computer game. Studying genetics becomes a simulation or a set of tools to code text into DNA, then extract it and decode it, and love doing it all. Even if textbooks were honestly trying, they couldn't reach that level of engagement, of submergence, of soaking into the subject, of fascination. And that is only half the reason why programming is so unusually powerful in context of real education. Because by learning programming, and by practicing via various educational challenges, the student gains the ability to launch side projects or tiny companies. This is enough of a promise of financial independence that the students stop being scared of poverty. Unlike fake education, learning programming gives the student real tools to build their future and consider becoming an entrepreneur for real. To go around the fraud and insult of standardized education, all you have to do is begin learning programming. And all that takes is typing in JavaScript tutorial or Svelte tutorial into your favorite search engine. And if you get stuck on something, you just say whatever it is, followed by the word tutorial. JavaScript or Node.js, file system tutorial. And the internet will provide. Now, this also happens to be an opportunity to reinvent education, to study how real schools should help their students learn. You see, real education cannot help but to guide all the students towards greatness. Because real education provides real results with which the students can rise.